Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Welcome to today's program of Caring and Sharing with Dara. I'd like to welcome my guest here today that is in the studio with me. I would like to also say thank you to any of the listeners that has tuned into our program today. I'd like to start by saying hi to the entertainer, better known as the limo man.
Yes, well, I'd like to say hello to you and you know, thank you very much for, you know, having me on the show. Like I said, I'm an entertainer and I'm a folk person who really focus on a lot of the folks in the community that inspire me, and you one of them. So I just wish the world for you and just want to offer all my support to you.
Well, I thank you so, so very much for that. And I'd like to also thank Tanya for being here. Thank you for being here with us.
Great morning. Great morning. Thank you for having me.
And can we just go ahead and start with you? What we're going to be doing on the show today is connecting organizations to the community. And I'm going to start with Ms. Tanya and let you tell us a little bit about your organization and what you're bringing to the community.
Wonderful. Thank you. I am Tanya Rosenzweig. I have a state-licensed drug and alcohol agency out in Old Aurora. It's at 1532 Galena Street. And we definitely cater to high-risk, at-risk youth, as well as adjudicated youth, and men and women that are at high risk coming out of incarceration, coming out of the penitentiary, et cetera. We specialize in drug and alcohol, duly diagnosed, so they're also have mental health problems. So between the drug and alcohol stuff and the mental health stuff, that's what we come in to folks that are not generally served. They're the underserved or not served at all. So
if someone wanted to contact you to utilize your services, how would they do that?
Well, they can go on my website, which is ourinheritance.net, and check us out and see what we're doing. Also, we're at 1532 Galena. That's right off of Colfax and Galena, Suite 210. Or they could give us a call. The office number is 303-537-4114. Or they can always contact me on my cell phone, 720-227-8750. We would love to hear from you.
Thanks so much for being that example to the community. And now let's get over to the limo man. I know you're just out there driving around in the limo taking people from place to place, but what else do you do in the community?
Well, let me kind of paint the picture for you. I've been an entertainer for like 35 years, and I've done ring announcing and a lot of different things in the community, but just to talk about how God is, my mama, who's one of my fans, I told her one day, I said, "Hey, Mama, you know I'm getting a chance to do the Pepsi Center, Michael Buffer, yeah, and all that, right?" And she's like, "Yeah, son, that's nice, but tell me what you're gonna do to help others." And see, let me tell you something about my mother. My mother was my hero. She didn't have any hands. She had a rare skin disease. She raised six kids. And we thought she was gonna die for 40 years, you know, with this disease. But she was a compassionate person. She always taught me love. You know, she taught me so many valuable lessons about caring about people, because she cared about people and people cared about her. So it's very important that I continue to, you know, further her dream, and that's why we came up with the limo. See, me being an official super fan, and, you know, I said, "Hey, you know, I got a lot of fans following me. I get to be on national TV, but if we can create a platform, a vehicle to go out and help, like, what she was, Tanya was talking about, all the things, you know, a lot of people don't know about these different things mm-hmm. that she's doing. So we want to pay attention to those charities that go by the wayside. I get to do the Alzheimer's. I've done all the big name stuff, but what about the small ones?
That's right.
So this is what I set out to do, is to impact the lives of millions in a positive way through creating synergy. Through what I build and the doors that open to me, I point them out to her and to you and all the different people who are making a difference. So
that's nice. Right. And that's why we hope that this program will be so important, because that's what we want to do. We want to connect the community to people like Miss Tanya and her organization. And getting back to you, can you let me know how you were inspired to start Our Inheritance?
Our Inheritance is definitely a ministry. I believe that it is our inheritance. You know, there's a thing that comes on, like every year they'll tell the people, we have billions of dollars that nobody, unclaimed dollars, nobody's claimed this money, this property, this, you know. So I'm like, you know what? It is definitely our inheritance to be healthy, mm-hmm. to be whole. And there's no shame around that. And I think that culturally we've been taught to, what goes on in this house stays in this house. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it just perpetuates the dysfunction and the negativity. And, you know, I'm just trying to change the flow of that, change the feel of that, and let people know that it's okay to need help, and it's okay to let you know that Bubba, you know, molested me, or, you mm-hmm. know, Uncle Sam is an alcoholic and beaten on, you know. So mm-hmm. that's kind of where it came from, just a ministry to let people know that it's okay to be healthy. It's okay to be whole. And that does include physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And so that's where our inheritance, was birthed.
I like that, because that's true. What we want to let people know, because we've been taught for so many years to sweep things under the rug, we need to let people know that we do not have to sweep things under the rug, and it is okay not to do that and to reach out to help for help. And that's why I really appreciate so much of what you do bring to the community, as well as definitely you. So we definitely want to get back into what are some of the other entertainment events that you have done?
Well, I guess last Friday I did my 275th boxing show.
Wow.
And I kind of go back, like I said, 1995. It was a situation that where, as an African-American, I didn't get an opportunity because I was black, and you know, you don't really see any African-Americans doing ring announcing.
For me, can you ring announce for us? Like, what did you say? Did you say, here we are?
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Budweiser, your king of beers. Introducing first out of the red corner, weighed in 165 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, finding out of Denver, Colorado, put your hand together for Manny the Raging Bull Lopez.
Hey, great. You might just pick up another job offer.
So I have fun with that. I do like 35 different character voices, and I do a lot of See, boxing has allowed me to be able to do so many things in other entertainment, you know, being a comic and whatever and all that, because I had so much practice, and that didn't work. Well, I got another 100-something more fights to try something else. So the thing about it is, it's been a blessing, and like I said, I take a lot of pride in that fact. But like I said, the guy I've been doing most fights for, know I love it so much, that's why you don't pay me right. But, you know, that's another story. But anyway, just do whatever you do. You have passion, you have fun. So. Mm-hmm.
And I know you have some involvement with your limousine, which is a Bronco limousine, right? And
Bronco-themed limousine, yeah.
How did that get started?
Well, like I said, I was a diehard Bronco fan. And
you know, are you still? Well, you must be from the way things are looking today.
Let me just say this. A real fan, no matter when. I actually did a song called The Mile High Salute. And what was cool about that song, it was like win or lose with Bronco fans. Mm-hmm. Mile High Salute. And the players got hold to it. And it was their theme and it was their motivation. So I kind of take a little credit. I got that ring for them because they all let me know, hey, you know, man. But the point was is that whatever we're committed to, we must be, you know, we don't jump off the bandwagon. You know, we hang with our team. Mm-hmm. And even when, and I guess in life, when things are hard and difficult, we don't abandon the ship. We hang in there, we fight. Like I said, I commend both of you ladies, you know, especially I'm listening to her, and there's so many different things that a lot of people need.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that I can be a part of letting them know about all of what y'all do. You know, and that's kind of my mission. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I also like to ask Miss Tanya, are you a Bronco fan?
I am a Bronco fan. I am a Bronco fan. However,
are you a diehard? Because that, however, kind of.
I don't think diehard. But we're not gonna get into that because I don't want to make nobody mad. But I am definitely a Bronco fan.
All right.
Maybe this orange over here might be intimidating. No,
right. That's why I'm not even gonna answer the question.
I let everybody have their opinion. I ain't mad about them. I got love for you.
I don't have an opinion, but I do like the fact that you guys are Bronco fans. My husband is one, so hey, y'all are all in the same bandwagon. And we stopped there because, like Miss Tanya said, we don't want to make anyone mad here during Bronco season. So go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
Well, you know, that's another thing. Me being an official super fan of the Broncos, and I always was about the peace and whatever and all that. Hey, I got friends that are you know, the head of Bronco Raider Nation, whatever. Seeing the message I seen is, it's a game, but we're people.
That's right. And so we're all in the game of love. You know, don't matter.
And I keep that in perspective. You know, like I said, just keep my team out your mouth when you talk bad. When you talk bad,
come on,
bad,
Tanya, let's go, go Broncos!
But I ain't gonna do nothing crazy and nothing like that.
I don't know. You sitting up there in that orange, so we gonna be careful.
I have an image to uphold. I got to keep the PC.
Well, you're definitely awesome, and I love, of course, what you do in the community. But for the limo rides and the pictures for the diehard fans, how do they get in contact with you?
Well, you know, we have a organization called LimoDriverCares.org. What we'd like people to visit the website, and also, you know, we have also a donate button because we spend so many times going back in the community. See, I don't want to see people think I'm in the limo business. I don't want to be in the limo business. I want to be in the giving business. And I ask God to allow me to be successful by giving back. And I found a way that I can give because that's who I am. And then there's blessings that come, and you're able to also bless others. So
it's
a beautiful feeling, and I just love my role of what I get to do because I meet so many beautiful people, all colors. And wherever you come from, I got love for you. Even if you're a Raider fan, I got you.
Well, that's wonderful. And I like to just, as we come close to our break, I'd like to ask Miss Tanya to please leave us with how we can get in contact with you and a word of encouragement for our listeners.
The word for today is to be encouraged and be of good cheer, for weeping only endureth for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Praise God.
It's our inheritance. We have an inheritance that we need to claim, and it's okay for us to be healthy, wealthy, wise. It's okay for us to be whole.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us by calling our office, which is 303-537-4114, or the cell 720-227-8750. We're in a really good location, so if you don't have a car, the bus is right there. We're at 1532 Galena Street. That is off of Colfax. We're in Suite 210. We would love, love, love to see you.
Thank you so much for having that organization. And at this time, we would like to go to our break.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the core four system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.yourhealthelevated.com. Again, that's www.yourhealthelevated.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back from our break here at CTK Radio at ctkradio.org. I would like to
I have another guest here that I would like to welcome, Ms. Jacqueline. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And can you please get into telling us about your organization? That is what we're doing here today on the show, is connecting wonderful organizations to the community. Can you give us your information?
Yes. I started out with history through the arts, another way of studying history, but also having a vision through the arts to continue the legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen and Betsy Coleman. There's not enough knowledge out there that should be shared with young people of historians as the Tuskegee Airmen and Betsy Coleman. So I decided to put a program together that would help students in leadership and also being a part of aviation, putting those two things together. It has been very successful, and I'm finding that we do dream. There are a lot of students out there that dream, but they don't know where to find you. That's the key. Where do they find you? And I'm only one person, and I would say to anyone that are our leaders, we need to step into the community and let them know who you are.
Absolutely. Real quick, I'd like to let anyone know that's what we are doing here on the Caring and Sharing with Dara show, is connecting to the community. So as we continue to listen to Ms. Jackie, I would like for anyone out there that has an organization or anything that we can connect, any resources to the community and to the organizations, please call 720-365-6353. Ms. Jackie.
The pleasure of doing this is the outcome and the results. When you have a 13-year-old that joins your group and her vision is to fly, and she wants to fly helicopters, and she's doing everything it takes to do that with a GPA of 4.0, which is fantastic. All of these students that's in the program receive scholarship funding in aviation or aerospace, whichever one that they decide to do. But it's not that easy, because these students have to write journals, they have to write essays, they need to know the history, and this helps them build high self-esteem within themselves.
I'd like to ask, if you do have a child that has that dream, how can they contact you so that you can help that come true for them?
How they can contact me is through my email. So my email is Jacqueline_Withers@yahoo.com. We have been in several papers. That's how some of the students are finding us, like Denver, Pulse, and also out of Colorado Springs. The kids have been advertising that too as well. I think as a leader, leadership is so important for these students, because they need to know what's there for them and what the outlet is, and how did they become to be leaders. And it has nothing to do with what you look like. It's what you bring to the table. And those of us that have struggled and went through that and have made it through, we need to come out and share our stories with these students and talk to them and get them more involved, because they are afraid. Aviation is not something that you talk at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. Aviation is not in the newspapers. And aviation is just not have a broad view for our culture.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you, have you ever did any flying? I know you have all these entertainment things going. Do you do that?
You know, I'm listening to her, and like when I was in, I guess, junior high, I used to want to take up aviation. And I'm gonna put a little. No, man, it might be too old with all that bad eyesight, you know, man, up in the sky.
Don't do it.
But let me put a little passion on what she's saying and really what it means. You know, today we have, or these kids are inspired by so many of the wrong things. Mm-hmm. See, when I talk about doing certain things and dreams, people look at me crazy, and it's because we've been conditioned not to think that it's possible that That's black right. people can fly, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And I've had an opportunity to be many a time with former Tuskegee Airmen, and man, what they inspired to me, and just the pride of just being in the room with these guys, knowing that what they had to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's different nowadays. But see, we have not that that tunnel that kids can focus on and people can guide them, because the protection that this lady offers is saying, hey, I'm going to give you the right blueprint. Mm-hmm. If you want to do this,
it's possible.
It's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And so I want to support more and more what you're doing. And that's why I said I get passionate about this stuff, because I'm not no fool or mm-hmm. somebody who don't have common sense
yeah.
to understand why things are what they are now. Because of what we don't have,
mm-hmm.
or we don't have these certain people. And that's why I said, I look at these people that, you know, like I told you, there's the big charities and big things, and God bless them, we help them all.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the inner city community charities? Because they're the most closest.
Mm-hmm.
They're the most available to reach out to and touch in the community down the street. Whereas these big organizations or whatever, yes, they do good and great, but these are the ones that I'm saying people really pay attention to.
Absolutely. That's why I'm hoping that you guys are listening on every Friday, so that we can bring wonderful, wonderful organizations and people that are leaders in the community, just like what we have here. I would also like to ask you, Ms. Jacqueline, I was able to ask some of the other guests that has joined us today, is what inspired you to start this? Is because you have overcome some of your own struggles and now you want to help others do that?
Yes. I came from a family of 12, being the oldest. But I come from a background of, my dad always told me that if you can look past that forest, then you will make it. And never settle for less. And I've had many obstacles. Obstacles of not having a car, raising two kids, putting them through college, myself in college. And I'm giving back because I see students and I see the potential. There is no reason why our children should not have the correct learning of leadership before they even get to college. If I can take a kid and have them publish a book about their own lives and get paid every month they sell that book, get a check,
mm-hmm.
okay? That's
that
beautiful
would be
things.
Awesome, yes.
And you don't have to worry about McDonald's or standing on the corner or whatever, because you are somewhere else that's leading the youth, leading the path of success stories. And that's what we have, and that's what I'm so proud of the young men and women that are in the program, that are ambassadors, they're flying to D.C., they've been to Vegas speakers, they go to Chicago, they won 4 and 5 scholarships, and they haven't even got there. But their names are out there because they are the living proof that we can do this. And saying all this, parents and leaders, you have to support the child's dream. The worst thing you can say is, you can't do that, or it's just a one-track mind, because you can do more than one thing besides being singers and doctors and sports. There's nothing wrong with that. But if somewhere in their lives they have a passion to do that, please honor that passion. Because when they get older, they think about what they could have been. They don't know if they could have made it, because the stumbling blocks are actually us.
Right. That's why we do have to be careful, those words that come out of our mouth. I would like to piggyback on that and say to the parents or leaders, maybe you don't have the resources that can support a dream that a child can bring to you, but the resources are out there through all these other organizations and community connections. Continue to listen here, because we will bring them every Friday, so that parents, you also are going to need organizations that you can connect to, because we have to continue to learn as parents so that we can support the dream of our children. Give me your statement on that.
Well, you know, the thing, you know, coming up, my dad, he was a phenomenal individual. When you know, you didn't recognize that when he was getting you them butt whoopings and all that and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But as time...
Now I'm like, I'm not mad at you anymore.
Yeah, but, thank you.
But as time went on, and age and maturity and knowledge came a better clarity, you say, well, this man, he gave me that insight that I can be anything, I can do anything, because that's who he was.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody don't have that.
Right.
And I know I've had so many people, even in my adult career, even though I have the edification of what I'm talking about, the longevity, and I could be called in the courtroom and they say you're a certified expert, but still people tell you the wrong advice, the wrong words, not the encouragement of what you can do and what you can have or whatever. You encourage these kids. See, they at this time in their lives, they're very impressionable. They're very moldable, you know, where you're molding them. So if you mold them that, oh, I ain't going to try because I ain't going to succeed. Ain't so-and-so or somebody. Right. They talk nasty to me. My friends roll their eyes at me because I wanted to dream. And see, and that's what happens all the time because they do it to me, but they can't stop me because I'm a limo driver. And I was raised by my mama, my daddy, my grandmother, and everybody, and I believe in God, and I believe all the people that inspired me that I've been blessed with, but what about the ones that I ain't blessed?
That's right.
See, it's too many of them that don't have, all them people around them is a bunch, let me just say, a bunch of stupid people. The Bible said about stupid people.
It's
and
reality.
So it's hard to make a kid not become stupid when his environment isn't stupid.
Right.
So when we have organizations that reach out to these kids to give them an opportunity to say, you know what, y'all talking crazy in here, but I'm going over to see Miss Jacqueline.
That's right.
Because she's got something for me that she's going to inspire me. And she believes in me. And that's all I need. And that's all it takes sometimes. It's just one person.
That's right.
To believe in you.
That's why I would also like to add, you know, sometimes as parents, we do not give our kids what we should be giving them, and we are not encouraging them. So as you get to an age where you can think for yourself, call these organizations for yourself. Reach out and get connected, because that's what we're going to be doing here every Friday. Before we go into our next break, Ms. Jacqueline, I would like for you to leave us with your information once again on how we can get in contact with you and a word of inspiration for our listeners.
Okay, so how to get in touch with me is through my email. It's Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E _ Withers, W-I-T-H-E-R-S @ yahoo.com. I'd like to leave you with something that I go back to my raising. My dad, you know, raising us, and I lost my mom when I was younger, and meeting the Tuskegee Airmen, just being in that history. I read about them, but to meet history, are you kidding me? To meet history, to get it from the person, not by something that you read. I have met the Top Gun. I have met the 4-5-8s. I have met Roger Terrier. All these people, they told me what they went through. I sat and had lunch with them. If anyone would have said through my art that this was going to take me to the land of history that I never knew about, I don't know how to explain that. But the inspiration from that is that when I seen the children, I said, they have to meet history. So in through this work, they are meeting history.
Meet history, meet Miss Jacqueline. I'm telling you, it will be a blessing. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This takes us to our next break here on CTK Radio.
And we'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Okay, and now we're back here on CTK Radio at ctkradio.org. I'd like to welcome my guests back. We're with Ms. Jacqueline and Ms. Tanya. We're going to be getting into further about what you ladies have going on in your organizations that we talked about. Plus, you also have other organizations that you're working with. Ms. Tanya, would you let us know what else you have going on?
Well, I have the Sisterhood Project, which is housing a safe haven for girls coming out of the system. I am right now in the process of looking for a place, but that is definitely my baby. The housing pieces and the transitional living piece is really big for me. So the Sisterhood Project, I want you guys to just kind of look out for that, because we are coming and we are coming strong.
I want to ask you about the Sisterhood Project. Now, is that an organization that's already up and running, or is that something that you are in the process of bringing to the community?
Well, the Sisterhood Project is definitely a project that has already got its start. What I'm looking for now is a place to safely house these girls. So the organization itself is already organized, ready to roll, just like I said, needing a place. And like I said, this is so dear to my heart, so it just has to be right. And, you know, it's all about God's timing, so I'm looking forward to facilitating that dream.
God is good, and I know that that dream is going to come true, and it is going to touch the lives of many, many people that are in the community. So listen for more upcoming information on the Sisterhood Project. Ms. Jacqueline, I know you have other organizations that you're involved with. Can you tell us about them?
Yes, first of all, I would like to say to Tanya, thank you so much. Inspiring others is great, especially as women, because we've been there, we know what it's like. But God give us a gift. If we don't use the gift, we lose the gift.
Amen.
And so he puts things where they need to be. Sometimes it's not your season to do certain things, mm-hmm. but you have it in plan.
That's right.
But you do have a season, and so when it's time to bring the everything out, you know, all the ingredients and stuff, you already got it packed
That's
up.
That's right. You're just the seed is planted.
You're just waiting, right. just waiting on a call. And besides helping children and also especially young girls as well, I formed an organization called the Real Women's Foundation, and that's helping women who achieve, honoring them, those that have did something, those have rose from the triumphs through the storms. I want to know who you are, because we get to share those stories. And it's called the Real Women's Award. So every year of Women's History Month, we give out awards to those that we feel that really earn. It's not how many degrees you have. Yeah. It's what did you do the work? Mm-hmm. But did you step out and say, can I help you? Did you call somebody to see how they were doing? Did you volunteer some time? Those are the leaders and the people that I look forward to talking to.
You know what I like about what you just said is, because it's, did you pick up the phone and call somebody? Did you say hi? Sometimes it's not those big things that we do for people to make a difference, mm-hmm. but just the small telephone calls, the small holding up, mm-hmm. open the door for someone as they're mm-hmm. walking, you know, in behind you. One of the big important things for me, letting me in the highway or mm-hmm. cross the light or mm-hmm. something. That's awesome. Thank you so much. And do that for people out there. Just small little deeds. That's just, all that we're saying makes a difference.
I love it. I love it as well. I'm going to have a list of phenomenal women for you to honor, for us to honor. I think that it's an imperative that we do that. Mm-hmm. I also think that there's a movement right now amongst women just feeling like we need to undergird each other and support one another. So I'm loving what I'm hearing. Also would like to talk to you further about the women that are in business. I would love to see a support group for women entrepreneurs, women that are in business for ourselves and like-minded and, you know, just kind of running some things by each other. How do you deal with this or how do you deal with that? I think that that's imperative. So I'm excited about this venue right now, talking with other women that are in business. So I'm really excited and thank you for what you do.
Thank you. And I will add to that. So I came up and God just sent me this. He sent me things and when I'm sleeping or not, I get the premonition and that means I need to act and move on it. And so I thought
like
to myself.
Like sleeping that you were here.
Yeah. I got the call to come here and I was, you guys have no idea what the things I had under. But, you know, God said, you know, get up and do it and you'll make it. And so I took a sleeping pill, went to sleep and I dreamed that I was actually in the studio. And so when I get the call, I was like, oh, I'm not there. Oh, my God, I'm still sleeping. Jesus Christ. But it's a wonderful thing, and I think God brought me here for a reason and to meet other people as well. So I would like to ask anyone that's listening, have you laughed today?
I have.
Have you guys? Laughed today? You know, we go through so many changes. Instead of hanging our head down, we need to laugh. So I decided to maybe put together a workshop, comedy workshop called Women's Workshop, Bring Your Funny Bone. And it's about laughter. Mm-hmm. You know, we raise our kids do crazy things and we go in different situations. But, you know, we laugh at it because laughing is just a part of learning. Mm-hmm. We're not perfect. And through the mistakes, we learn by that not to do that again. Mm-hmm. And so we become wiser people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what God wants us to do. He doesn't want us to walk around looking sad or hating each other or who does she think she is or judging. You don't know that person.
Right.
Because they come in and they may wear jewelry or wear they're looking glamorous, it don't mean that that person might not have food in their house. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the only thing they had to wear that day. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have a condition you didn't know anything about.
Right.
And we need to stop doing that. Don't hate on each other because we're climbing the ladder. What you need to do is get the ladder and climb up there with us.
That's absolutely right. Embrace one another. Please embrace.
Until we do that, then we crumble. I don't know if anyone, I'm going to put this out there for you. Whitney Houston sings this song, I Don't Know My Own Strength. She didn't know her own strength. Mm. And she said, you know, I tumbled and I crawled, and I had hope, but I did not crash. And my thought to myself, that's spiritual right there. So we have to find that energy, that strength. And I'm going to say it's in laughter because all of us could be actresses. Don't say you can't because some of you can't. All of us are comedians. Mm-hmm. Just think if we had a powerful comedy workshop where we can just travel and make somebody else laugh for the day. Did you laugh today? Bring your funny bone. Leave the drum out, but bring the funny bone with you because we're going to laugh and we're going to enjoy this and we're going to inspire each other. And the next time we see each other, we're going to say, sister, how you doing today? Is there anything that I can do for you?
That's right. That is so beautiful. And that is what we want to do. At Karen and Sharon, our mission statement is creating an inner circle to embrace others. And that is what I'm hoping to bring to the show every Friday, a connection, embracing the community through all these wonderful organizations and letting the community know that the resources is out there. If Absolutely. They don't know that you guys are out there, then you can't help them. So I'm hoping that I am able to make that connection between the community and these organizations and that we can embrace one another.
Absolutely, Ms. Darren. I want to thank you for caring and sharing and that not being just a cliche or something that you say or the name of an organization, but that your works are following you. And so I want you to know that we love you and we really do appreciate you for what you're doing. And I definitely see God all in it. So thank you.
I thank you. And one thing that I would also like to say here is true sisterhood is getting a call like 24 hours before coming to the show and making it here to support me. I thank both of you so much for that. And God is good. And I believe that most of the things that we do, all of the things that we do, fall under what God has for us. So if we're confused with what we're doing in our lives, maybe we really need to look at what God has for us, and that is what we need to activate and act on.
And that's so true. And we've been talking for a long time.
A long time.
We never met each other, but the vibes were there. So we've been on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Where can I meet you? And we never got to meet, but I knew she was fine. She was okay. So some of the things that I shared with you, I felt it was okay to share that with you.
And I thank you so much for sharing so much with me.
And we laughed. We laughed. And you know, a lot of
and
people say.
And we've had hard times,
and we
too,
had some hard times.
We've gotten
through them with laughter. Then we laughed about it, you know, and we said, girl, I can't believe this happened. But I'm still standing. I haven't fallen yet. And that's all we're trying to say to people out there. We're not trying to get in your personal business or we're demanding. All we're saying is that laughter, if you just come and just come out with us. I haven't set a date yet, but I know it's right around the corner when I want to do this, just to try it out. I think we can fill that room with so much laughter till the heavens and the gates are open.
And if we need to cry first, we can do
cry
that too.
And laugh at the same time.
So just share the experience with us. Listen for more information right here on this show as we would get further into that.
I wanted to say quickly that at my church, For His Glory, we do have a women's empowerment night. It's on Monday nights at 7 o'clock. And this is just, you know, God-fearing women coming together, talking about real stuff, talking about stuff that we experience. And so, please, I'm inviting you out to For His Glory Christian Fellowship. Look us up, Google us, find out where we're at and what we're doing. Monday nights, Women Empowerment at 7 p.m. Looking forward to it.
Okay, women, if you're looking for somewhere to go this week, is that this week or next week?
Next week.
Okay, Monday. Next week, Monday, For Empowerment. Be there. Call.
You can call me at 720-227-8750. And again, that's at For His Glory Christian Fellowship. Give us a call. Like I said, we are there and we are being empowered. And we're talking about real things that affect us and that move us with a God-given purpose. So hopefully we'll hear from you.
And I'm at Edwards United Methodist Church. And I had just talked to my pastor about it. And I said I was trying to find a place. And he said, why? You can do it right here.
Okay, so that's awesome, you guys. You have two invitations out. Looking for empowerment and encouragement, please take advantage of one. This brings us to our next break. Stay tuned.
GECS, website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to the show. We hope that you have enjoyed our breaks. And I'm going to get back into the studio guests that we have here once again. I thank you all so much for being here. I'm going to put out a question to both of my guests here. Have you laughed today, Miss Jacqueline?
Yes, I have.
Have you laughed today, Miss Tanya?
Absolutely.
Okay, well then, Miss Jacqueline, what did you laugh about today?
Wow. I laughed. I'm laughing because it's so funny. What I laughed about today was how I was going to get here and getting here. And as I said before, that the dream was so real that I was actually here sitting in a chair talking to people and shaking hands, and everybody was laughing and all this was going on. And I was in this deep trance sleep. I couldn't wake up until the phone rang. And I realized.
And that was me, right?
Oh, my God. I'm not there. She's on the phone. Okay, I'm getting up now. I'm getting ready. I just had to laugh about that because it's an inspiration to get the call. And another thing, too, God just took me through that dream. Like, you are going to make it, so don't worry about it. I'm going to make sure that you get there. So, yeah, I had to laugh about it.
That's awesome. I laughed about that, too. So that was great. It was so funny. I mean, I'm like, what?
Am I in the Twilight Zone or what?
Yeah. Miss Tanya, would you share with us what you laughed about today?
Oh, dear. I don't know if what I laughed about was funny in particularly, but I was laughing at myself because I am so very forgetful. I mean, from one minute to the next, I can't remember, you know, just stuff that I put down or stuff that I'm supposed to do. So I just have to laugh about it and say, God, I don't know if I need some ginkgo biloba or something to get this memory back going, play some mind games or something. So that's what
reverse
I was laughing
psychology.
About. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome, because I'm just laughing about both of them, because I'm always forgetting. I'm always forgetting to the fact that I'm even scared to mention to my husband or my daughter that I forgot something or I lost it, you know, because I know what it's going to be. But they'll live with it, and so will we. So
I think it might be menopause, but that's another segment. That's
right.
Another story.
And we can get into that.
I'm not going to claim that at all. I'm fine.
Right. I think the men are ready to get included a little bit
I'm
here.
I'm not going to touch that one at all.
Right, so that's sorry. Another show.
Right, right. We'll make sure Limo Man is not here for that one. So, or maybe you need to be here for that one, because we need men to understand, and this is for real, because menopause is real, and we need men out there to understand that if we're going through it, you're going through it. So you may need as much information as we need.
Hey, let me just tell you something, Eddie. You know, and I feel sorry for y'all, because, you know, it's something that just comes over y'all. Y'all be nice,
have you
good
seen
people.
No sweat?
Yeah, y'all nice people and everything, but you know what? I refer to that stupid woman, you know, disease, right?
Because
you talk, no, and I don't mean in a bad way, but what I'm saying is, you know, there's some phenomenal ladies. Because, see, I was raised up with six sisters, and I had no brothers, so, you know, I'm a fan of the women, you know. I mean,
right.
I had to take and protect them. Mm-hmm. But I feel sorry, because it's like this beautiful person is just so wonderful and good mom and everything that just turns into this devil. Yeah, I'll rip your head off. See, the superwoman disease comes where, man, he's doing good. He's doing all his honey-do list. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he'd be sitting there one day and just be sipping his tea, and the light would hit him in a certain kind of way. And she would think about, that's the time that dirty dog did so-and-so. Even though it's 32 years ago.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you know, she do some mean things, like, you know, she got the fly swatter, she run over there and act like the fly was on him and pop the hell out of him, you know, stuff like that. So that's what I call a stupid woman disease. But see, I laugh every day, because, you know what, there's so many negative people.
What'd you laugh about today?
First of all, I laughed about me and Michael. You know, me and Michael Van Lowe, we go so far back, and we had such, you know, wonderful memories when we were just sitting out there talking. Mm-hmm. So it makes me smile, you know, to be with friends and whatever and all
that's
that. But
awesome.
Then I laugh every day, because I have to laugh out of stupidity. And see, right now, see me as an entertainer, I have a plethora of material, because it's an epidemic of stupid people. Now, let me explain to you what stupid people mean to me.
Okay.
It's not somebody who has some kind of, you know, chemical imbalance or whatever and all that. Mm-hmm. These are normal people. Uh-huh. And a stupid person is a person who has the answer and still get it wrong.
Well.
That's a stupid person. Well. Here, I'm going to give you a look at certain, I'm going to give you the answer to the question and all this right there. And they too stupid to realize that this is the answer, and I
it's
told
right
you.
There.
I'm the professor. I wrote the answer, but they won't argue with it.
Right.
So.
I'm telling you it's number A, and you're still questioning me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right there.
That's a stupid person. You know what I'm just saying? I mean, I understand that people have, you know, certain things that imbalance and all. I don't want to make fun of people like that. Yeah. But this is somebody who's educated, ain't got no tests on it to say that they bipolar or anything else. Mm-mm. But, you know, every day you listen to TV, you got too many different politicians. Oh, one got this. You're like, wait a minute, this is so extreme. One of y'all real stupid for what you just said.
Because they both can't have answer. No. Like, huh?
And then sometimes it's both of them. So, but I'm just saying, if you really look at the extremeness of sometimes of what people saying is in their head, you like, boy, you real stupid, huh? Yeah, so,
well,
you know,
we might be having some listeners out there that have not laughed today. So if they have not laughed, I want to give you that opportunity to do so now.
Well, see, what they do is they can sit on the porch. You know, back in the old days, we used to sit down and say, hey, that boy down there, that Miller boy, he just stupid. Now we get to pick out the whole family and most of the neighbors. So what we have to do is we just say, hey, can you identify who's stupid? So, yeah, so, you know, maybe they can have some fun, you know, with contests like that, you know, keep old people's minds sharp. Like, yeah, that I'm old and I'm a little Alzheimer's, but
have
I know stupid. And that boy, they're stupid.
Let's have a trivia contest now, but now this is not among stupid people. This is among two very smart women.
Oh, yeah.
I would like for you to, I don't know what it's going to be, but I'd like for you to give a question. Okay. And let's see how our very intelligent women answer it.
Okay. I'm still asleep. Okay.
All right, let's see here. I'm like, are both of y'all married?
I'm single, honey.
Single.
I'm single.
Oh, you single. Well, that kind of cute. Next. What stupid thing has your husband ever done you thought was the most stupid? I don't know. let me see a good question I can ask.
Ask him a Bronco question. You're definitely a Bronco fan.
A trivia Bronco question. Name the first African American to be a place kicker in the NFL.
Rod Smith.
No.
Something much easier. Something much easier.
In the National Football in its existence, the very first.
Oh, I don't know.
How about asking, like, who won the last Super Bowl or something?
Wait, something simple.
Well, I mean, when we're talking about Black history, I figured at least if you couldn't answer the question, I figured I'd at least put you on track because, you know, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to answer the question for you. The reason why I want to say this is Gene Mingo. He was just elected into the Ring of Fame the other day. Absolutely missed and should have been done a long time ago.
This man
did everything, kicking, a quarterback, and the whole nine yards.
Really?
And he'd been denied. And that's why I just wanted to mention that one. But I'm going to give you an easy question.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you another easy question. What super fan wrote the song and performed it called the My High
Limo
Salute?
Driver.
Limo Driver.
See, I was trying to make it easy, so you got one.
That was nice. Right. That was good.
Okay, let me see.
I'm sorry, I did not let my guests answer that one. Can you give them another one?
Okay, yes. The Denver Broncos have a bunch of super fans. Name the African American who is the super fan.
The limo driver.
Limo driver.
Ah, you won it! Oh, man.
Hey, well, we're on the roll here.
Let's see.
And if you got that one wrong, I don't know why, because the car is sitting outside.
Right.
It says
I'm telling you guys, if you see, if you have never met the limo man, but if you see the... It's really long, too. Have you guys noticed how long it is?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd be like, my goodness, what is he driving?
Well, well, you know, like I said, you know, if you're going to do it big.
That's right, and it's big.
It's,
See, we love it.
And I'll tell you what, y'all, I don't know how to describe driving this car. Because everybody at my house ignored the hell out of me. And so I figured like this, when I walk out the door, man, it's like people waving. And she is chasing down the street. And I'm a people person. You know, I love people. I don't want to hear about white folk, black folk, whatever. Yeah. Man, God has blessed us as human beings to appreciate the beauty and the love of everybody. Mm-hmm. And I get to go out there every day, broke as hell sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I'd be so blessed because people smile, and I know I'm causing this smile.
Yeah.
See, I ain't causing the frown or the hatred, the mad. I guess my best story I could probably tell you, I was driving down the street one day, and I looked over and I seen the elderly white couple. And, oh, man, I don't know what they were saying, but, you know, they was going at it. They was mad. And they was yelling. I was like, these old people about to duke down. Look at them. I mean, energy. Ah! And they looked over, and they seen me, and I smiled. And both of them turned to each other, and they started smiling. And I started driving down the street.
because this argument looked like it wasn't going to be over easy. It didn't set, you know, whatever. So they, so as we went to drive down the street, they kept waving and smiling. So we ended up about a good 3 or 4 blocks before we parted company. But I seen them as they drove away, they were smiling. And I was like, whoa, boy, that's bad. Well, you can take and make some people and just impact them in a positive way. So that's the beauty of what I get to do every day, is just make people, because I do care. I'm tired of hearing all the negative stories of people mad and fighting and whatever, and all so much negativity. But when you can bless people with a smile, wave at them, hunk at them, say something to them to encourage them, make them feel good, man, I feel like the most luckiest man in the world.
Well, I have a question for you, limo driver. Can I get a ride in the limo to the next Bronco game?
And I'd like to join her.
That's a good possibility. That's a good possibility.
Okay, you'll let me know?
Yes, ma'am. I will definitely let you know. Okay. That's a good
possibility. Now, y'all heard that.
Yes, we heard
it. And I said I was joining, so.
But, you know, you might have to ride up front, because I don't know. I'm you know, we got some production going, but it's 20 passing the plus, so.
Okay.
You know, and I got some say-so, so.
All right. You know. All right.
Okay, so once again, I would so much like to thank each and every one of you for showing up today. So important to me. That you guys did that. I know it was a last minute call, and to see you here makes me so very happy. So before we close today,
I'm so happy just being here.
Thank you so much. So before we close today, I would like everyone to join us again next Friday for another segment of Caring and Sharing with Dara. May God bless you all.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.